my most memorable English language learning experience is in my secondary school. My teachers told me a lot of about English and told me how to improve my English. Remember some sentences patterns and to make me have a good result in my DSE. Yes.
And did you get a good result in the DSE?
No. I'm just getting level 3.
Okay. So what about when you were in primary school? What was it like learning English then?
Oh, my English result is very bad in my primary school, as I don't really know what they're talking about. So my result is very bad. So I remember I've learned some grammatical question and some vocabulary, just like that.
Let's talk about reading. Do you have any memorable reading experiences?
Oh, I'm not read any English book in my at the spare time. I just read the articles when I need to do my homework and some research paper. So I just have a little reading experience.
Actually, well, that's good reading experience. Let me show you a poster that we prepared. And have a look at that. You see there are some novels there. There are some older novels, some new ones. Also, some magazines, even dictionaries, electronic ways of reading, and
Harry
newspapers,
Potter.
Magazines. So maybe you've read some of these and you didn't realize it. Have you read some of the...
I watched a movie of the Harry Potter, and I think it's great. And... yes, Wikipedia. Also, I searched some information in the Wikipedia, and also this, the movie, and Narnia, and the movie also. I'm not read the book, but I'm just watched the movie of both of them.
So let's just get back to Wikipedia. When you use Wikipedia, you use the English version.
Yes, most of the time I use the English.
And do you find websites like that are helpful?
Yes, for homework, just for my assignment, and I can research, I can get many information in the Wikipedia, just like know more basic information of some buildings or some peoples, and yes, it's good for my homework.
Let's just talk briefly about your part-time job, because you work in a theme park.
Yes.
So it's an international theme park. So do you use English sometimes?
Yes, but because most of the many just foreigners come to our park and they can't speak Cantonese or Putonghua, I need to use English to serve them, so it can help me to improve my English also. I need to tell them what's the facility or the activities or some performance inside the ocean park in English. So yes, I need to use English to talk with them, but sometimes it's difficult for me, but because my English is very bad.
Well, yes. I'm enjoying talking to you. I wanted to know, does the company give you any information in English about the park, or do you have to read it in Chinese and then translate
yes.
it yourself?
Yes, I need to read in Chinese and translate to them. But there are some information in English, so I just can give them the leaflets and tell them, oh, it is the... it is the show schedule, then you can read any most of the information in the map or in the show schedule times, and you can get you can just read the information, then you can go there. And most of sometimes they ask me just what is the best route go to visit the park, and I will tell them yes, you can just take cable car first, because the cable cars is famous, the most famous thing in the ocean park. Then just to go to watch the dolphin show, just like that, and they really enjoyed. Yes, just like.